Coffee Mumbo Jumbo hasn't been recording for quite a while, hasn't been posting booze, but that does by no means mean that I have been idle. On the contrary, getting more into roasting, evaluating green beans, roasting with the hot top, cupping a lot at home at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, extracting with the R58 Rocket Dual Boiler, and obviously also testing all these roasted beans with various brewing methods, filter brewing methods, the Chemex, the AeroPress, the V60, anything that you can imagine. And today, I'm extremely excited. Actually, no, I'll also tell you about the fact that I've invited quite a lot of people who are into Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, to just give them a bit of a taste of the variety of coffees that are out there, and just testing their passion for it and how discerning their palate has been. And I've been blowing people's minds with how different coffees taste. For example, Brazilian natural process, DR Wakefield, had beautiful green beans, Sao Paulo they're called. Then some Colombian, what's the name of it? I can't remember now, but I come back to that. Tanzanian Blackburn Estate, shade grown. And so I've been blowing people's minds, including blowing my own mind, really, by the variety and the different, sometimes subtle, sometimes really very strong differences between coffees. And today I've been playing around a little more, and I've been doing a bit of blending. Now, I've blended the Sao Paulo natural process Brazilian with the Blackburn Estate shade-grown Tanzanian coffee. Now, on their own, they are absolutely different, beautiful in their own right. The natural process from the Brazilian, very gloopy, very syrupy, beautiful, thick, rich. The Tanzanian got juiciness in it on its own. And it's a wash process. It's got this juiciness. It's got this kind of black currantness to it, a beautiful quality to it. Very different in the mouthfeel already. Thinner, obviously, on the mouth, but beautiful. So today what I've tried, after having them, and they're, what are they? They are 9 days off the roast. And I just tried a little experiment, which just blew my mind. I've dosed at 19 grams, and I've used 12 grams of the base of the natural Brazilian coffee and just topped 7 grams of the Tanzanian shade-grown coffee with that juiciness and kept it neat as an espresso, and it is just delicious. I'm going to take another sip. It's cooled down a little bit now. And the palate has been sent on a beautiful journey. You've got that richness, that sweetness, that gloopy syrupiness. And then at the end, what kicks in is that Tanzanian juiciness, which brings another dimension to the whole coffee experience. And it is absolutely beautiful. I must say, really getting into roasting different coffees, very interesting with the hot top, which is really a nice roast. Of course, you can't do a lot of quantities with it. Actually, at its max, you can put 250 grams in, which obviously only yields you about, 220 grams, because obviously you lose moisture of the bean, and so you lose weight. The beans kind of grow in size, but they lose in weight. The paradox of roasting, beautiful experience as well. Getting into that and getting better and better and better. And it's very, very interesting also to roast different types of coffees of different origins, how they behave in the roaster. That journey is just never ending. So yes, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is honing skills on various levels now. And it's a lot of fun. Now, I've also tried these coffees as a single origin with milk, as a piccolo. Beautiful. The Brazilian takes very well to milk. I've also actually got this Colombian, as I was saying to you. Colombian, again, is just a little light in the mouthfeel, but works very well with milk. It's a very mellow coffee, works very well in the afternoon. In the morning, if you want a bit more of a kick, then the Brazilian was better, but this Colombian is really gentle, and they're all very gentle on the tummy, which is nice. Sits very nicely on the tummy and on the palate. I will say the Tanzanian on its own has a very long finish, which is beautiful, which the Brazilian maybe lacks a little bit. But now, having had the blend, and I've still got this lingering, beautiful taste in my mouth. That journey just continues. You can really still discern the two different types of coffees, which is quite fascinating. I guess if you're geeky, it's fascinating. If you love coffee, you just like to have a good feeling on your mouth and in your tummy. And you're happy and you maybe don't even care what you're drinking, as long as it tastes good. So Coffee Mumbo Jumbo hasn't been, as I said, brewing for a while, haven't been idle, have been experimenting a lot, and thought I'd share with you the experiments of blending and of being more discerning with single origins, especially after having roasted them yourself. That was beautiful. So signing out today on Bank Holiday Monday. It's sunny, it's nice, my day is just getting better and better and better. Hope you're having a good day too.